Hello and welcome to Mind Decoder here on Waiheke Radio.
Your community radio station.
The radio show that
offers you a kaleidoscopic glimpse into the workings of
psychedelia.
As I play you a continuous mix of psych pop classics, acid folk, krautrock, and just plain trippy stuff, if you'll excuse
my oxymoron. Mixed up, mashed up, and messed up by my good self, L, for your listening pleasure. This week I'll be playing tracks by Os Mutantes, Jefferson Airplane, The Beatles, MGMT, Spaceman 3, Julian Cope, and Funkadelic, to name just seven of the artists on this evening show. Plus, I've been particularly inspired by lost children's telly shows from my childhood this week, so expect snippets from those to be popping up all over the place.
And if you go to waihikiradio.org.nz and click on the Mind Decoder blog site, you'll also find a full track listing with a few useful... facts, really, about each of the acts on tonight's show, to give you like an extra layer of enjoyment to be gained from the show. I'll be back in about 45 minutes to remind you of
where you are and give you a track listing so far. But for now,
you simply have to turn off your mind, relax, or float downstream. Really, it is not dying. It is listening to Mind Decoder.
Please enjoy your trip.
Here is a box, a musical box, wound up and ready to play. But this box can hide a secret inside. Can you guess what is in it today?
The most perfect hallucination, cries a young man under the influence of LSD. Green and blue patterns are pouring all over me like a deck of cards. I have a feeling this is what Alice Paradise must be like. I don't feel I'll ever be the same again. The one who goes out from this door and enters it again will never be the same man as the one that went out.
You're listening to Mind Decoder.
Pew, pew, Barney McGrew, Tuffet, Dibble, Grub.
Pessoas na sala de jantar são ocupadas em nascer e morrer. Mandei fazer de puro aço brilhoso um punhal para matar o meu amor e matei às 5 horas na avenida central. Pessoas na sala de jantar são ocupadas em nascer e morrer.
Mandei plantar folhas de sonho no jardim do solar. As folhas sabem procurar pelo sol e as raízes procurar. Pessoas na sala de jantar
jantar são as pessoas da sala de jantar. Mas as pessoas na sala de jantar são ocupadas em nascer e
all over the ceiling are geometric patterns of light. To say they are beautiful is a word too shallow to you.
Side calling me, I hasten to your side, although my heart is full of fear. I reach for you and then you disappear. Hallucinations, they are driving me insane. Hallucinations, something's pounding in my brain. Girl, I can't believe that you don't care. Everywhere I go, I see you standing there. And every night I lie awake and hope for dreams. All at once you're mine again, or so it seems. You're standing there before me, saying everything's alright.
Once upon a time, there was a little house. all round the house was a beautiful garden. And down at the bottom of the garden was a place where the man who worked in the garden left his things while he went into the house to have his dinner.
Welcome, drug user.
Jesus takes a frown and he turns it upside down. And oops, there comes a smile.
If Jesus came to your house...
Teaching a parakeet to talk is fun.
You've got to fight for what you want, for all that you believe.
Judging by his outlandish attire, he's some sort of free-thinking anarchist.
I'll call security, sir.
One day I'll die. Leave things behind. But that's just one thing on my mind. I could do more.
She's been affected by all those poppies she's been eating.
Poppies? Said Florence.
Well, it's either that or the pansies. I don't know which is worse. But whatever it is, the poor old thing's in a very bad way. I think her moon-jumping days are over anyway. If she ever did it, which I doubt. It always seemed a very unlikely story to me. Very unlikely.
Daddy, what's a mind decoder?
One pill makes you larger, and one pill makes you small. And the ones that mother gives you don't do anything at all. Go ask Alice when she's 10 feet tall. Maybe. rabbits, and you know you're going to fall. Tell 'em our hookah, smoking caterpillar, has given you.
You're listening to Mind Decoder on Waiheke Radio, 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 on Waiheke Radio.
Thank you.
'Tis time for the festivity, for making merry in the hills, dancing with wild and beautiful beasts from the woods, drinking of the purple juice, and the inhaling of the golden blooms.
her shoulder, made her look a little like a military man. Lovely Rita, meet a maid, may I inquire discreetly, when are you free to take some tea with me? Rita!
Have a spiritual gift. What is your spiritual gift? What are you doing with it?
Relief to get back home again.
Oh. I see, there's Mr. Hector with the shopping.
I wonder why he's ringing the bell when the gate's already
Because he likes to hear it ringing.
There, ladies, I brought you everything you asked me to get.
Oh, right. Put your bag down on the chair, then.
It is nice of you to do the shopping.
Oh, I'm worn out.
I don't understand why you walked into town. Why on earth didn't you go in your car, Hector?
Oh, really, Zaza? Stop talking nonsense. You know as well as I do we turned the car into a fire engine.
Oh, yes.
And although you may not have noticed it, people aren't in the habit of going shopping in fire engines.
Silent, your voice got better and more.
glasses that squirt the mirror. Let's see it with shadows enhanced, and then vote to decide who'll advance. Silver jet plane making the turn, exciting the brain that expects it to crash and then burn. It's not the life lesson I'd have guessed. You must be depressed, or at least cynical. But someone might still eat the steaks, even if they're tough. Spending the day chewing the fat, floating away isn't rough, but it's not enough. The joint, the sandpaper's tangled gitters are surfing the point. And London's a scratch on the rims. It's over before it begins. The silk round her neck falls down to her shoulders. The older I get, the more I suspect there's a trick. But really, there's no trick at all. Doesn't result in a fall or a faltering. Some folk could spit out the bait, even if it's real. Rolling away, missing the spoke, close to the ground like a wheel, but it's not a joke. Touching the phone, nobly wasting the night, but it isn't right. It's not right. Smelling for blood, praying for rain, running away isn't rough, but it's not enough. We'll be right back.
Can always go into hiding, and when End of part one. Intermission.
Marvellous. The legendary gamelan composer Ujang Sayana, of course, with the hypnotic
and indeed
enchanting Sorban Pallid. But then I suspect you already knew that. Which brings us up very nicely to the close of part one of the show. You are listening to Mind Decoder here on Waiheke Radio. The radio show for those of you challenged and bothered by the hobgoblin of reality. Let me take you somewhere far away where you can dance and play in the meadows of psychedelia and worry the sheep of conformity. It's a pleasure to help you on your way.
My name's El.
Let me just fill you in on what you've heard so far. I started the show with a track from Brazilian baroque psychedelic band Os Mutantes and the fairly wonderful Panis et Circenses.
Your Reverend Circenses. You and me.
From their debut album Os Mutantes, released in 1968, and followed that with the single Hallucinations, released by Baker Knight and the Nightmares in 1967. I played Grey by little-known psych-pop outfit The Hush, which was relegated to the B-side of their only single Elephant Rider, released in 1968. And from there, of course, I played the classic White Rabbit from Jefferson Airplane's 1967 masterpiece Surrealistic Pillow. And after that, I played the Sneaker Pinks, back in the day when they still had Mind Decoder favourite Kelly Arley as their singer, with a cover of Willow Song from the Wicker Man soundtrack, which they renamed How Do for their debut album Becoming X, released in 1996,
before the original soundtrack was actually released, so they probably just learned it
from repeatedly watching the video, I suppose.
There was some messed up stuff that mostly consisted of the Beatles' legendary Carnival of Light, that was the backward guitars bit, which eventually resolved itself into a version of Wonderful by the Beach Boys from one of those bootlegs of Lost Smile demos that have more or less become redundant since the album was released last year.
And
from there I played Lovely Rita by the Beatles from Sgt. Pepper's, of course, my favourite track from the album, which may or may not surprise you. I played Pan Callin' by the Focus Group. In fact, I've been filling in the gaps playing snippets from the album We Are All Pan's People throughout the show. Siberian Breaks from MGMT's much unloved second album, Congratulations. And finally, Sorban Pallid from West Javan Degung composer Ujang Sarana, because I've been very fond of that piece of music for some years now.
You're listening to Mind Decoder with me, L, and you can find out all about the track simply by checking out the Waiheke Radio website at waihekeradio.org.nz
and clicking on the Mind Decoder blog site. But don't go yet. We're only halfway through the show, and there's plenty more coming your way, including tunes by Spaceman 3, Spiritualized, Can, Julian Cope, Eric Burden, and some funky-assed vibes from Funkadelic. You're listening to Mind Decoder.
Don't touch that dial.
You're listening to Waiheke Radio, 88.3 and 107.4 FM.
End of intermission. Part 2.
If you will suck my soul, I will lick your funky emotions.
You're listening to Mind Decoder.
Hey, baby, hey. Hey, man, it's a thing last night. You find it.
Oh. escape this music. I said it was for the old country folks. I went to New York, got slick, got my hair laid. I was cool. I was cool. But I had no groove. I had no groove.
But here it comes.
But now, fly on, baby.
Cause I can.
Fly on, baby. You got it.
Yeah. ladies and gentlemen, we're floating in space.
You're listening to Mind Decoder on Waiheke Radio. On Waiheke Radio. On Waiheke Radio. On Waiheke Radio.
Bagpuss gave a big yawn and settled down to sleep. And of course, when Bagpuss goes to sleep, all his friends go to sleep too.
I became the cello and the cello strings and the music and the man who played the music. Ah, it was love itself. It was oriental women such as I have never known. Fat and languorous beyond belief. Luscious beyond man's power of normal imagination. And all about me was nothingness. Absolute empty space. I was floating on a solitary island in the ether. No part of my body was subject to gravitation.
Andy Bandy is somewhere in the garden today. Let's go and find him, shall we?
Next morning, my arms were very long. Long, long arms covered with beautiful feathers.
Do you agree with her?
Oh, yes, yes.
That's good. I'm very glad to hear it, dear ladies. I'll just take my hat off first.
He knows it all by heart.
Out the close on high on vales and hills, and all at once I saw a crowd of your home,
dear.
What's wrong?
What about your hat?
What about it?
I thought you said you were going to take it off.
Yes, I did.
Well, it's still on your head.
Yes,
it's still on your head.
Oh, yes, so it is. So I forgot to take my hat off. What's that matter? Could happen to anyone. I have to think of everything in this house. Not surprising, I forget a few things, is it?
You need a forget-me-not, Mr. Hector.
Forget-me-not? What on earth is that, a forget-me-not?
Have you got a handkerchief, Hector?
Yes, of course.
Right, give it to me.
I never forget my hanky.
Mr. Hector's got a good memory.
Please, Mrs. Frog, I can do without that. It's time you stop teasing me.
There, Hector, there's your forget-me-not.
That's a forget-me-not.
What you are part of me.
To an equal, I am.
I can gain from them. By thinking I am superior, they are only making themselves inferior. Now can't you see that? Can't you see that? Don't you understand that? Can't you see? Can't you see?
Warm sunshine.
Thank you. gone, that girl, she's a get it sent down. I'm gone, that girl, she's a get it sent out. I'm gone, that girl, she's a get it sent out.
The witch led the way through the trees above Runnymede. It was the beginning of autumn, and the baking hot summer had seared the leaves to unimaginable colours. I followed it down a path, surrounded on all sides by an almost religious ecstasy of oranges and reds.
Thank you.
outside what looked like a Romanesque bandstand built within a small clearing, next to a main road and in view of the Thames. The river was swollen, almost bursting, and it was with the urgency of the fast-flowing water that the witch spoke. This is where the Magna Carta was signed. The American Bar Society erected this monument in honour of that. They recognise the sublime difference that piece of paper has made. You owe a lot to that document. "Why are you telling me this?" I asked, confused. Although the witch spoke a language I had not heard before, I instinctively knew what she meant. Looking back now, I think this was more to do with the intricate use of tone and intonation. I cannot be sure. I was confused, as 5 minutes beforehand I was tending to my small holding next to Blee Tarn above the Landdale Valley deep in the English Lake District. I had moved there after the first religious wars of the 22nd century. War which saw the forces of reason fighting the combined forces of the recently reconciled and united Abrahamic religions. Things have certainly changed since I was born in 1978. I fought for reason and lost an arm, a wife, and my critical faculties due to a prolonged period of faith reinstillment and captured as a prisoner of war. As a consequence, this meant that any form of questioning or debate was pretty difficult for me. And by asking for a context of the witch's statement, I felt pretty brave. The witch turned to me, its five electronic eyes began to blink in unison. "I tell you this because we are about to go on safari." Of a story of a teenage boy who became obsessed by two lions in a small local safari park. Their cage seemed so small for such proud, majestic beasts. The boy would see himself as a valuable member of an ancient tribe living on the plains of what is now southern Somalia. Not as a swatty, lonely, and socially inept single child. One day the boy decided he would free the lions, and armed with some wire cutters he set about on this, the most important of missions, as if it were a rite of passage on the way to manhood. The safari park was close to a busy road, and the lions were hungry. If he were to set them free, he would certainly become prey. This was far from the boy's mind as he crossed the road under cover of night, hallucinating about the freedom of the wilderness, living at peace and at one with all nature. This dream had taken him to a better place, so he did not notice the car hurtling down the road. It hit the boy, killing both him and the driver. The lions were never freed. Matunginzi, said the witch. What does that mean? It had lost me there. It is Swahili for an invention or a wall without a roof, it implied. The witch continued, sad story. I brought the robot, thought we could stay. I looked at the African wilderness once again. In the distance I could make out the deep green of the Indian Ocean and not a human soul in sight. Let's go on safari first, I said. We have plenty of time to settle down. It was decided.
Time to go home, Andy Pandy.
Sun and the moon, they got married. Moon, she is wearing his ring. When the sun and the moon, they got married, it was such a wondrous thing. All the clouds were dancing around in the sky. Fields of skiving children listened, and we all got high. Yeah, we all got high. That season, 'cause we had ideals of our own. Raising two beautiful children, almost so quickly they're grown. When the sun and the moon, they got married, harmonies filling the canopy of the earth. Yeah, we all. Red hot, and try and put a little ice on it, a little astral glamour, and all the long lines of insecurity men go, push him away, we can't get into you, psychic daggers drawn, no pulse of life at all, skin up and shut up for the V-Dow interview, from Mary Hare to Tad Hill, keep that line serpentine. On even away, we can't get into you. 'Cause the machines come down, and it's gonna get worse. It's gonna get worse.
at the edge, but it edges out everything. What crimes are you committing?
He's going home now, but he's coming again soon. Goodbye, children. Goodbye. Nobody knew about the Flowerpot Men. Only you saw them playing.
That's right, I did. And I hope you did too. My name's Elle, and you've been listening to Mind Decoder here on Waiheke Radio. your community radio station, and I hope you enjoyed the show as much as I clearly did. One of my favourites so far, I think.
Although I do tend to think that after every show, but nevertheless, I think we can all agree that that was a good one. So let me tell you what it actually consisted of while you boil the kettle for a nice soothing cup of chamomile tea, or a final puff before bedtime. Part 2 started with Mummy What's a Funkadelic from George Clinton's lysergically heavy Funkadelic album from 1970, which was then followed by The Spaceman 3 with the
thrillingly noisy Things Will Never Be the Same from 2003's Forged Prescriptions, a re-release of 1987's minimalist The Perfect Prescription. The 2003 version had all of the backways guitars and, indeed, all of the sideways guitars too, that they couldn't perform live, and so they had them removed from the original album. But anyway, all of that was put back on for the re-release. And it's
mind-blowing.
Though I thought that it might prove a bit much for all but the most hardened. So I followed it with another track that had a missing bit restored for its re-release. The numbly soothing Ladies and Gentlemen, We Are Floating in Space from the album of the same name by Spiritualized, which is, of course, and I think I mean it this time, the band Jason Pierce put together following the Spaceman 3's implosion several years earlier. The 2009 reissue of the album saw the refrain of Elvis Presley's Can't Help Falling in Love with You re-added to the title track when the executors of the Elvis estate changed their minds about having it taken off in the first place, having presumably
heard the album and concluded that the album really was very good in and of itself. One of the songs I want played at my funeral, too. Followed that with a track from Eric Burdon's semi-legendary album The Twain Shall Meet from 1968, All Is One, there, featuring the little-known use of the psychedelic bagpipes, which
I just love. And while that was going on, I was enjoying myself with the children's television shows from my youth, which I've been playing around with throughout the show.
Followed that with another track from the album of Lost Tapes at Cannes just released, and this particular track, called Dead Pigeon Tweet, would have been of interest to anyone who's a fan of the group's Eggy Bam Yassi album, because it was an 11-minute medley of pieces that eventually became Vitamin C. I followed that with
The Witch and the Robot
with Sex Music, open brackets,
Beef on Wax,
close brackets,
from their 2009 debut
album
On Safari. And more or less finally, I finished the show proper with Julian Cope's epic Battle for the Trees from his Interpreter album, which I then followed with a bit from a weekly dose of Andy Pandy. It's all digitalised these days. And then much after, it would have been better to have just
stopped. I played just the first verse of John R. Butler's Hand of the Mighty, otherwise fondly known as Google F*** You Up, which may or may not be cutting satire, I can't tell. My name's Elle, that was Mind Decoder for this week. I'll be back next week at 9 with another kaleidoscopic show. My Mind Decoder foo is very strong at this time. You can download it too as a podcast from wahikiradio.org.nz, and while you're there, should you visit, there's a blog site where you'll find a bit of information about all of those tracks. So thanks for listening. Good night.
Waiheke Radio.
You're listening to Waiheke Radio, 88.3 and 107.4 FM.